When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Great to talk to you again.
I want to begin with what's on everybody's minds this morning, and that is the government shutdown. As it continues, there is growing concern about some impacts on the economy. I'm going to talk with you about that and get your thoughts on that. What do you think is the biggest takeaway here? What's the biggest concern for the economy?
Well, I think the biggest concern here right now is really with the government employees. And are they going to be furloughed, or are they going to be ultimately terminated? And if it's a furlough, then, you know, the markets have seen this before. It's kind of a blip. Markets look out into the future and shouldn't impact things. But if it starts to be massive layoffs or other cuts in other government spending areas, that's a concern. So I think overall, long-term, that's probably the biggest concern.
Yeah, and just to drill down that a little bit, we have seen the last couple of jobs reports come in a lot weaker, than we've been seeing in previous years. And if you have a big group of employees suddenly put on the unemployment line, that's going to likely impact those jobs reports moving forward and perhaps make them even worse?
It could, absolutely. And obviously, that's going to be data down the road. You know, not having the reports right now obviously is hit a lot of headlines and is concerning. But I think, you know, between the data that we have, in the private markets and what we've seen recently, I'm not as concerned about that, assuming that the shutdown stops soon. But it would be concerning if there were massive layoffs, because we are still seeing hiring, but we are seeing a lot of cost rationalization across companies as, you know, maybe things are slowing just a little bit.
Yeah. Explain that a little bit. What is cost rationalization?
Well, you know, if revenues are falling, companies need to figure out either how do we grow those or how do we improve our margins? And that could be margins on, you know, the products that they're selling, the services that they're selling, or it might be on, you know, the general and administrative costs, mm-hmm. which a big part of that are salaries.
I was reading that the government shutdown, each week that there's a shutdown, will subtract about 0.1% of annualized gross domestic product. And that, as we go, you know, if it goes more than a couple of weeks, and if we're talking 3 or 4 or maybe 8 weeks, we might see a significant impact to those GDP numbers.
Absolutely. I think everyone's optimistic that this will not go that long, but you don't know. And again, we're sort of back to this uncertainty, and uncertainty just isn't good for anyone. And so I think that's, you know, just as we look forward with this, how long are we going to be sitting in the uncertainty? Because it just makes it hard to plan. It makes it hard to go forward with strategic objectives. It just makes it hard for everything.
Now, on the topic of that uncertainty, you mentioned that we're not really seeing the government economic reports. And this is, I heard somebody describe this earlier as like driving down a country road in the fog and the dark, at a time when we really need to have that illumination to know what's happening with the economy.
Yeah, I heard that analogy as well. I really like that one. It is. I mean, if we don't have information, or if we're using your analogy of driving down in the dark, we go slower. And you have to go slower to be conservative, because you don't know what's in front of you. So I think it does slow everything down. It slows down decisions. It slows down, you know, having the information to make the proper, you know, call on interest rates, what we're going to do there. So it just slows everything down.
Adam, I want to just switch gears a little bit and ask you some of your thoughts on the economic forecast, United States economic forecast. And there's this report out that talks about a number of different areas of the economy: housing, business investment, government policy. And generally, it's more positive than negative. First, what are your thoughts about this, and what are you seeing on a local level that you might help use to explain this?
Yeah, my thoughts are pretty similar. You know, overall, and we do, I mean, I see obviously on the local level with the companies that we bank more often than not, they're doing very well. Now, they might not be doing as well as they were the last 3 to 4 years, but they're doing well. So people are becoming more efficient. They're finding different ways to sell their products or services. And what we've been seeing recently is we've been seeing a lot of M&A. And it's things that have been percolating for probably the last 6 months as people assess tariffs and assess some of the other uncertainties that are out there. But we are starting to see a lot more of that. So that is, you know, our companies going and buying folks and getting larger, adding more economies of scale. And then it's also companies that are selling. And obviously, owners taking money off the table and having more money from, you know, from their sale that they can also put into the economy.
I think some of that might include business investment. And this report talks a little bit about business investment, how that hinges on the number of interest rate cuts, right? So if we see more interest rate cuts over the next 6 to 12 months, that's likely to spur business investment.
Absolutely. You know, as companies look at their return on investment, whether it's spending for equipment, spending for AI, doing an acquisition, the return on investment gets easier as their costs are lower. So as interest rates go down, and especially the borrowing rates that banks like us are offering those companies, it's just a quicker ROI. And so it is spurring more of that activity.
One of the areas that I saw a little bit more concern than some of those others was housing. There's still a lot of concern about the available housing market, the available units available in the housing market, and mortgage rates, which seem to be still high despite some of those interest rate cuts.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm concerned about housing as well. You know, the mortgage rates are not falling as quick as the short-term rates. They generally never do. And it's expected that they're going to stay out over 6% for the foreseeable future. When you start to figure in the demographics and figure in those costs, and then again, I keep going back to the word uncertainty, but if people have uncertainty in their company, their jobs, their income streams, it does. It all affects the housing. And so I kind of agree that housing could be muted for a little while here.
Mm-hmm. The jobs situation, too, has been highlighted in this report, and they talk about the unemployment rate being about 4.2% as we get to later this year, perhaps 4.5% in early next year, but then declining to 3.9% toward 2030 at the long end of this range. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that and also what you're seeing locally in terms of the jobs market.
Locally, we're seeing a still pretty solid job market. You know, the folks that our clients need are generally now more sophisticated in nature to operate machines that have more technology, things like that. So they still are looking for specific folks, and those folks are in high demand. As it relates to, you know, hourly workers or others, it's still, again, because even though we're seeing softer sales, we still are seeing demand. Those folks are in demand. So the local market, I believe, is even better than what we're seeing on the national perspective. You know, as we look out, I think that there, even though there might be a short-term increase in unemployment, I just think long-term, you know, it is a great place to live, to work. And, you know, as people want to get into the workforce, I just think that companies are always looking for solid employees.
Yeah, I'm interested too in where you think interest rates are going. The Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee, in an interview last Friday, said that he is leery of cutting interest rates too quickly. You know, the Fed has indicated that there might be a cut here in October, and then one in December as well, and then maybe one or two next year. But he's sounding a little bit like maybe that won't happen.
Well, I think it goes back to your discussion earlier on just the uncertainty and driving, you know, in the dark. That's probably part of it. The other part of it is, you know, really as we try to balance unemployment and inflation, you know, the service inflation continues to go up. And why is that? Because wages are up. And so that inflation's harder to drive down. And so, you know, because the wages are built in. So I think there's just concern over, you know, inflation specifically in the service industry, and will that come down? And that leads to his comments on, should we go a little bit slower on the rate reduction?
Mm-hmm. What are you telling clients about how to navigate not only the government shutdown that's going on right now, but perhaps the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, and I feel like a broken record with you every time we talk about this, Steve, but we still preach being conservative, being focused on the details of your business, spending money wisely, but really it's having a conservative balance sheet and a conservative capital structure. Companies that have the flexibility and have availability to cash always can survive through really almost anything. It's when you get too levered, when you get too tight on your cash flow, that's where these unforeseen blips really impact the business. So we continue to preach being smart, conservative, and then allowing people to be aggressive in the right moments.
And I'm betting that probably is good advice for just the average investor as well.
I think it is, right? I mean, and, you know, candidly, I've come at it from a banker's mindset, so that's, of course, going to be mine. But I just think you never know what is coming, and especially now. There is this uncertainty, and so being in a position where you can withstand a blip, whether you're a company or an individual, it just takes a lot of stress out of the equation.
Adam, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Steve. People can feel free to give me a call at 312-544-4511. Would love to have a conversation.
All right, Adam. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Steve.